And now, before it wakes up, we must decide what to do with it.
Kill it. We can't let it live. It'd betray us.
We ought to have killed it at once or else let it alone. We can't kill it now. Not after we've taken it in and bandaged its head and all. It would be murdering a guest.
Gentlemen, whatever you do to me, I hope you'll be kind to my poor horse.
Your horse had taken flight long before we found you.
Don't let it talk you round with its pretty words. I still
horns say... and halibuts, of course we're not going to murder it. For shame, Knickerbrick. What do you say, Truffle Hunter? What shall we do with it?
I shall give it a drink. Here, it's sweet but hot, so be careful.
Oh, what? What are you?
I beg your pardon?
You're not a man, you're a badger.
I am indeed.
Ah, it doesn't like badgers, do you see?
It's not that I don't like them. That is to say, I've never seen one that can talk.
You've not seen a black dwarf like me, I suppose, or a red dwarf like Trumpkin here.
No, I haven't. Then you are old Narnians.
Sit back. You're not well.
We still have to decide what to do with this human. You two think you'd do it a great kindness by not letting me kill it. But I suppose the upshot is we'll have to keep it a prisoner for life. I'm certainly not going to let it go alive to go back to its own kind and betray us all.
Bulbs and bolsters, Knickerbrick, why need you talk so unhandsomely? Oh. It isn't the creature's fault that it bashed its head against a tree outside our hole. And I don't think it looks like a traitor.
I say, you haven't yet found out whether I want to go back. Well, I don't. I want to stay with you, if you'll let me. I've been looking for people like you all my life.
That's a likely story. You're a Telmarine and a human, aren't you? Of course you want to go back to your own kind.
Well, even if I did, I couldn't. I was flying for my life when I had my accident. The king wants to kill me.
What?
So if you kill me, you'll be doing the very thing to please him.
Well, now, you don't say so.
Hey, what's that? What have you been doing, human, to fall foul of Miraz at your age?
He's my uncle.
There you are! Not only a Telmarine, but close kin and heir to our greatest enemy. Are you still mad enough to let this creature live?
Now, once and for all, Knickerbrick, will you contain yourself, or must Truffle Hunter and I sit on your head? You better tell us your story, human.
My name is Caspian, and my uncle murdered my father to take the throne. And now that the queen has had a child, they want to kill me. It's as simple as that.
Not so simple, I'm afraid. How do you know about us old Narnians?
Yes. I heard the story from my nurse, who my father got rid of because she told them to me. Then my tutor, Dr. Cornelius, taught me about you.
What's your Dr. Cornelius know about it?
He's part dwarf, but he disguises it well.
Well, now, this is the strangest thing I ever heard.
I don't like it. I didn't know there were stories about us still told among the humans. The less they know about us, the better. That old nurse, now, she'd better have held her tongue. It's all mixed up with that tutor, a renegade dwarf. I hate him. I hate him worse than the humans. You mark my words, no good will come of it.
Don't you go talking about things you don't understand, Knickerbrick. You dwarves are as forgetful and changeable as the humans themselves. I'm a beast, I am, and a badger, what's more. We don't change. We hold on. I say great good will come of it. This is the true king of Narnia we've got here. A true king coming back to true Narnia. And we beasts remember, even if dwarfs forget, that Narnia was never right except when a son of Adam was king.
Whistles and whirligigs, Truffle Hunter. You don't mean you want to give the country to humans?
I said nothing about that. It's not men's country, but a country for a man to be king of. We badgers have long enough memories to know that. Why, bless us all, wasn't the High King Peter a man?
Do you believe all those old stories?
I tell you, we don't change, we beasts. We don't forget. I believe in the High King Peter and the rest that reigned at Caer Paravel as firmly as I believe in Aslan himself.
As firmly as that, I dare say, but who believes in Aslan nowadays?
Oh, I do.
You do?
And if I hadn't believed in him before, I would now. You see, back there among the humans, the people who laughed at Aslan would have laughed at stories about talking beasts and dwarfs.
Oh, they might have.
Sometimes I did wonder if there really was such a person as Aslan. But then sometimes I wondered if there were really people like you. Yet there you are.
This is all a lot of useless talk, Badger. The High King Peter and the rest may have been men, but they were a different sort of men. This is one of the cursed Telmarines. He has hunted beasts for sport, haven't you now?
Well, to tell you the truth, I have. But they weren't talking beasts.
It's all the same thing.
No, you know it isn't. You know very well that the beasts in Narnia nowadays are different and are no more than the poor, dumb, witless creatures you'd find in Calorman or Telmar. They're smaller, too. They're far more different from us than the half-dwarfs are from you.
Ah.
Caspian, as long as you will be true to old Narnia, you shall be my king, whatever they say. Long life to your majesty.
That's enough for me. I say we take the lad to the others and see what they have to say.
What others?
We will go first into the mountains, to the three bulgy bears.
The bulgy bears.
And so we did.
You're Trumpkin the dwarf, then?
I am.
Oh, don't stop. What happened next?
Yeah. Well, Truffle Hunter roused the three bulgy bears from their sleep and explained everything to them. The brown bears said, just as Truffle Hunter had said, that a son of Adam ought to be king of Narnia, and all kissed Caspian. Very wet, snuffly kisses they were, and offered him some honey. After that, we went to Pattertwig the squirrel, who suggested that he should take messages to our other friends, inviting them to a feast and council on Dancing Lawn at midnight, three nights ahead. Our next visit was to the seven brothers of Shuddering Wood, dwarfs, one and all. The seven brothers did not take to Caspian at first and were doubtful that he was a friend and not an enemy. At last, they were persuaded and even gave us all gifts of mail shirts and helmets and swords. For the seven brothers of Shuddering Wood are artisans of metal and steel. The workmanship of the arms was far finer than any Caspian had ever seen, and he gladly accepted the dwarf-made sword instead of his own, which looked, in comparison, as feeble as a toy and as clumsy as a stick. A little further on, we reached the five black dwarfs. They looked suspiciously at Caspian, but in the end, the eldest of them said,
"Well, if he is against Miraz, we'll have him for king." Shall we go farther up in the mountains for you? Up to the crags? There's an ogre or two and a hag that we could introduce you to up there. What do you think?
No, thank you.
I should think not, indeed. We want none of that sort on our side. We should not have Aslan for a friend if we brought in that kind of rabble.
Oh, Aslan. Oh.
Do you believe in Aslan, Nicobrick?
I'd believe in anyone or anything that'll batter these cursed Telmarine barbarians to pieces or drive them out of Narnia. Anyone or anything, Aslan or the White Witch, do you understand?
Silence, silence! You do not know what you're saying. She was a worse enemy than Miraz and all his race.
Not to the dwarf she wasn't. Isn't that right, friends?
Mm. Oh, yes.
Come along. We have many more to meet.
Like who?
Glenstorm the centaur, for one.
Centaur?
Yes. Glenstorm is a centaur and a prophet and a stargazer.
Then he probably already knows we're coming.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, yes, I've been waiting for you. Long live the king. I and my sons are ready for war. When is the battle to be joined?
Battle? Do you mean a real war to drive Miraz out of Narnia?
What else?
Oh. Suppose I've had some vague idea that we'd, well, you know, occasionally raid a farmstead or attack a party of hunters if it ventured too far into these southern wilds.
Does your majesty usually wear his mail and sword for occasional raids?
Is it possible, Glenstorm?
The time is ripe. I watch the skies, Badger, for it is mine to watch, as it is yours to remember. Tarva and Allenbill have met in the halls of high heaven, and on earth a son of Adam has once more arisen to rule and name the creatures. The hour has struck. Our council at the Dancing Lawn must be a council of war.